It's Friday, November 11th, 2011. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Joining us now is Becca Bacon-Martin, features editor from Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
We've heard 11-11-11 for a while now.
We have.
And it actually is happening. Crystal mm-hmm. Bridges is opening today. Mm-hmm. But we have other things to talk about.
Yes, please.
And some of them are really interesting. Have you done anything about the University Theater show, The Adding Machine?
I haven't.
I am fascinated by this show. It was written in 1923. It's part of the American Expressionist movement of theater. Mm-hmm. Author's name is Elmer Rice. Apparently, it was one of the big plays in that movement.
Okay.
It's a futuristic warning about technology, which is kind of funny.
Right.
The lead character, nobody has names.
Oh, okay.
The lead character is called Mr. Zero. His wife is Mrs. Zero.
Okay.
And he has worked adding up numbers for 25 years. Mm-hmm. And on the 25th anniversary of his employment, they tell him he's being replaced by an adding machine.
Okay, yes. David Wright came in and gave us an overview of the season earlier this year, and I do remember him mentioning this.
And the costuming is really interesting. It's all black and white and very 1920s.
Mm-hmm.
I like it a lot. I don't know about the show.
Okay.
It's one of those shows that you're going to walk away scratching your head. It's being directed by an MFA graduate student in directing named Esteban Ibanez. And he's mentored by Michael Landman, which pretty much guarantees a good show. It is 8 o'clock tonight and tomorrow, 2 o'clock Sunday, and again Thursday through next Sunday at University Theater in Fayetteville. Tickets are $16 for adults at 575-4752. One of my favorite shows in the world mm-hmm. is on stage this weekend at John Brown University in Siloam Springs, Into the Woods, the musical.
Oh, okay.
Sort of behind the scenes of all those Grimm fairy tales. Mm-hmm. Lots of fun. Showtime is 7 o'clock today and tomorrow at their new Barry Performing Arts Center, and tickets are $12. It's the last weekend for A Bad Year for Tomatoes.
At Rogers Little Theater.
8 o'clock today and tomorrow and 2 o'clock on Sunday. Tickets are $16 without food, $45 with all the food you can stand.
Mm-hmm.
And Rock of Ages opens Tuesday at the Walton Arts Center.
Already.
A Broadway touring musical about a rock band set in the 1980s with songs by hair bands like Poison and Twisted Sister. It should be fun.
Sounds like a good mix.
Runs Tuesday through next weekend. We've also got all kinds of fun for kids this weekend.
Okay.
Seussical the Musical.
Oh, fun.
Is at the Van Buren Fine Arts Center. 7 o'clock today and tomorrow, 2 o'clock Sunday, $10. Annie Jr. with the Academy Players from UAFS mm-hmm. is at Breedlove Auditorium at UAFS today at 7 and tomorrow at 2. Tickets are $10. Harold and the Purple Crayon. A dance adventure presented by Hubbard Street 2 is at the Walton Arts Center at 2 o'clock Saturday. Tickets are $8 to $16. Another UAFS teen group or children's group, Extreme Teens, is doing Thoroughly Modern Millie Junior.
Okay.
At 7 o'clock Saturday and 2 o'clock Sunday at Breedlove Auditorium. Tickets are $10. And then we've got the music.
The music, all right.
Flying Tomato Cabaret.
Yes, at the Northwest Arkansas Community College.
Dinner with the Chamber Singers and music, of course. 7 o'clock today and tomorrow. Tickets are $17 with food. Candy Lee's back in town.
I heard that. She put up a video on YouTube or one of them, and let people know she was coming back.
She'll perform tonight at Landry's in Fort Smith, Saturday at Greenhouse Grill in Fayetteville, and on Sunday she'll be back with her backing band, The Sweets, for a 6 o'clock show at Greenhouse Grill.
Busy weekend.
And you can see more about that at CandyLeeMusic.com.
Mm-hmm.
The Water Coolers.
Yes.
I want to see this.
I kind of do, too. I spoke to one of the cast members, Brooke Wilson, earlier this week, and I'm interested.
It's sort of gridiron-ish.
It is kind of gridiron-ish.
Parodies of songs. You know, they take popular songs. They put different words to them.
Of course.
2 o'clock Sunday at the Air and Art Center in Bentonville. It's part of the Live on Stage in Northwest Arkansas series, and tickets are $30 for adults. And Opera Arkansas is back, not really on stage, but back performing Sunday evening at 7 at Mermaid's Restaurant in Fayetteville. Some big names in opera.
Mm-hmm.
Leona Mitchell, Stephen Mark Brown, Richard Crist, William Averill, David Malis. $35 for tickets. You can find out more at operaarkansas.org. And then there's my favorite story.
Yes.
Written by Ashley Batchelor, one of our reporters. Holiday Bazaars.
Oh, wow, already.
It's time.
It is time.
What better way to, well, we kind of went to the first holiday bazaar last week.
Oh, we did. The Art Center of the Ozarks 5x5.
Didn't get as ugly as it usually does.
It didn't. People were more well behaved this year.
Usually it's a fight. It's a silent auction, and usually I'm standing in front of the art I want with my arms folded. But here are some other Christmas bazaars. The Hens and Chicks Christmas Bazaar happens today and tomorrow at Phillips Chapel Free Will Baptist Church in Springdale. 10:30 to 5 today and 6 to 10:30 tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Six. Apparently we're getting up early. There is a holiday bazaar Saturday. This is a well-known one at St. Bernard Catholic Church in Bella Vista.
Mm-hmm.
It's from 8 to 2. Admission to all of these is free, of course.
Of course.
There's a Christmas bazaar from 9 to 7 today and 9 to 4 tomorrow at Butterfield Assembly of God Church in Van Buren. And there are more in this week's What's Up, including the Dixon Street, the Block Avenue.
Oh, yes.
Bazaar.
They're having a bazaar. Mm-hmm.
And the artists that include Don House and Marie de Marucas that always have a little show at Mike Shirky's Good Folk House. So check out today's What's Up.
Thanks, Becca. Becca Bacon-Martin is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.